The official Sfas Emes shir. I'm going to continue with Hashem to give shir in Bergenfield over Shabbos, but I may change the format. So this is our last, our 28th, the final Sfas Emes shir of the year together. So I want to first thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for bringing us together once again in good health and in happiness, and giving us this chus to study the words of the Heilige Ger Rebbe. I want to say thank you to the Ger Rebbe, the Sfas Emes, for allowing us to begin to try to get a taste of his beautiful words, and to try to use the words of other tzaddikim to elaborate on his words. And I want to dedicate this last year to Ilor Nishmas Chaim Yisachar Ben Yechiel Zedel Dov, Chaim Feigenbaum, my brother-in-law, whose second yahrzeit is coming up this week. And Chaim, for those who know him and those who didn't know him, was a Yid who was very much connected to Sifrei Chassidus, and he was interested in learning. We used to learn Sfas Emes sometimes together. And, with his yahrzeit coming up, there's a lot of different feelings. But at the very least, you should join us for this final shir. Yechiel Zedel Dov. I leave the spelling up to you. I'll check your papers after shir. We'll start with a piece from Shnas Tofresh Lamed Beis, 1872. Very small piece. This week's parsha talks about the inyan of an ancestral land. That Klal Yisrael, every member of Klal Yisrael, was given a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, sometimes a person falls into a state of anius and he has to sell his ancestral land. And the Torah says that by the Yovel, everything goes back to its owner. Everything's chozer to its shoresh. Everyone gets their land back. The truth is, before that time period already, there's an encouragement on behalf of the individual and his relatives that they should try to scrap together the financial means to buy back the land. So let's say this person sells the land, and a couple years go by, and finally he's able to get his money back, and he says to the guy he sold this plot of land to, he says, I'd like to buy back my territory, my Eretz Achuza, this is my land. So the guy says, listen, it's not you have to wait till Yovel. No, so the halacha is that he's allowed to force him to sell back the land. I mean, encourage again, the relatives have to help their poor relative to try to find the financial means to do so. Pasuk says, "Uvachol eretz achuzaschem geula titnu la'aretz," that there should be a constant need to redeem the land. Again, this is the pasuk that's found in the context of those psukim describing this despondent, this indigent individual who's trying to raise the money to get back his land. That there should be a geula, there should be a redemption, that he should be able to get back his land. Says Sfas Emes, so b'chol eretz achuzaschem al yedei haratzon v'atshuka tamid l'sdavik v'Hashem yisbarach niftach hapnimius uba geula. Through the ratzon that a person has to attach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to that degree there will be a psicha, there will be an opening to that world of pnimius, to that world of deep attachment, and there will be a redemption. But it starts with a longing. It starts with a tshuka. Listen carefully today. Listen carefully today, because today is not only our last Sfas Emes year, but this is a message that I want to end our zman with, as a shir together. So says Sfas Emes, Eretz is a lashon of ratzon. Eretz is a lashon of ratzon. Lizdabik b'shorish v'achizas kol adam v'kor hachiyus bo yisbarach. Uvachol eretz achuzaschem. Uvachol eretz, the way Sfas Emes is learning it, I think. Uvachol eretz, the entire ratzon of a person should be achuzaschem. That there should be an achizah, there should be an attachment. That he should have a strong and burning desire to grab onto something and to hold onto something. And to not let that which is essentially his, that which the Torah, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu identifies as his own, he could wait till the Geula comes about in a more natural way. He could wait till Yovel comes. Or he can make an effort to redeem his own land. Geula titnu la'aretz. That the Geula comes in accordance with his aretz, with his ratzon. That there should be a strong desire to attach himself to the shoresh of who he is. To attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, at Hashem's shoresh. And to attach himself to himself, at his shoresh. Uvachol eretz achuzascha. V'ayin b'sefer divrei emes me'inza. And look in the words of the Chos of Lublin and the divrei emes, who says something similar. Yeah.
Is that a personal
gula? I think he's talking more on a personal gula. Uvachol eretz achuzascha. In accordance with one's ratzon, will be his attachment. And to the degree that he's attached, he's redeemed. He's living in a Mashiach dekoy. If he's living in a way of attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's attached to his Shoresh, if he's attached to the Shoresh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's living in a redeemed state. That's how Yaakov Avinu can spend the last 17 years of his life in Mitzrayim, and everyone else is in Golos, and Yaakov is in Gula. The last 17 years of Yaakov's life, he's holding by Tov, it's good. The good years of Yaakov. How could that be? Klal Yisrael is in Golos, and he's in Gula. The answer is because if you're attached at the Shoresh, it doesn't matter what's happening superficially. There's a psicha, that's what he says here. If he's misdabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, niftach ha-pnimis u-ba-gula. He's attached in an inward way, and he's living in the realm of Gula. We've said many times from Rav Shur that when a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, gives you a Mar Makom, so he's not just saying, if you want, look it up. He's telling you, look it up. So when you look it up, Rav Shur, I heard Rav Shur say one time, it's a kiyum of listening to the Chacham. So not only do we get to learn the Sfas Emes, the Sfas Emes tells us, he gives us the directive. He tells us, go do something. Go look up the Sefer Divrei Emes. So we could ignore that, or we could be Makai in the mitzvah of listening to the Chachamim, and not, God forbid, straying to the right or to the left, like it says in Parshat Shoftim. So let's look up the words that the Sfas Emes told us to look up. Let's look at the Divrei Emes. I have an old copy at home of the Divrei Emes. Divrei Emes is from the writings of the Chose of Lublin, and he says something that's very apropos for some of the hergeshim that Klal Yisrael have felt this past week. It's a zman when people are thinking about Eretz Yisrael in a strong way, whether you're knowing the various practices of Yom HaTzvut or not. It's definitely a zman where there's a strong attachment to Eretz Yisrael. It's very much connected to this week's parsha, Bahar, Shemitah, our connection to the land, our association with the land. So he says a little bit differently. The Chose says, "V'chol Eretz Achuzas." Pasuk says in Tehillim Parakuf Beis, "Ata Takum Tarachim Tzion." Right? We know the pasuk. Ki Ratzu Avadecha V'chulu Ve'es Afra Yichonanu. That Hashem have Rachmanis on Sion, Ata Takum Terachim Sion, Ki Ratzu Avadecha, because we want it. We have a longing for the land. So says the Chose, it seems a little bit repetitive. Meaning, if I'm already telling you, Terachim Sion, Rabbona Sholem, we want to see a more vibrant, more healthy, and more spiritually connected Eretz Yisrael, so why do we need to say, and you know why I want that? Ki Ratzu Avadecha, because we want that. If you ask for something, Mustama, you want it. If you go into a store and there's different items on the shelf and you pick out certain items, you go over to the cash register to pay for it, you don't have to say, right? In case you're wondering which items of your store that I desire the ones that I've already selected. So the owner will say, I understand. The fact that you're holding in your hand obviously means that that's your desire. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because we love Eretz Yisrael. If you daven that Hashem should help Eretz Yisrael, Mustama, you like Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chose, Ma tam hu zeh, v'adai mispal l'mistama ratu zeh. Why do you have to openly declare it? Achinei k'siv v'yim asu ba'aretz chemda, v'yisa yado lahem, v'chulu, u'lizarosem ba'aretzos. There's a possibility that Klal Yisrael have an attitude where they reject the land, where they become disgusted by the land. And Hashem treats them with a heavy hand and he scatters them outside of the land. Bishvil shiim asu ba'aretz chemda. They had a certain lack of appreciation for Eretz Chemda, and they could lose Eretz Chemda. Akein anu omrim, ata takum terachim, ki ratzu avadecha. What does it mean? Zeyish lomar, meru is b'pasuk. So what he's saying is, there's a possibility that a Klal Yisrael could move away from the land, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the way, we're coming back to the land, not just because it's bad by the Umas Olam. Right? It's not just we've been scattered amongst Umas Olam and it's bad over there, so this is just a better option, just to get away from something negative. No, there's mamasha a ratzu avadecha. There's a desire for it. It's not we're choosing it because it's the lesser of two evils, that I'm trying to get away from a worse situation. And he says that's what's being hinted to in our pasuk in Bahar. Uvachol eretz achuzas. He doesn't focus on the word eretz as a lashon of ratzon. He focuses on the word uvachol, and he reads it beautifully. Ki yishlom merum is a pasuk. Uvachol. He says, Chal is a lashon of what? Kolsa l'shuasecha. Like kolsa nafshi. What does it mean? A longing of the soul. Or like it says in Shmuel, V'chein v'tachal nefesh David. That David had a certain longing. Eretz achuzaschem. What does it mean? Uvachol eretz achuzaschem. Your longing should be eretz achuzaschem. Uvachol, what should be kolsa nafshi? What should you be longing for, desiring? Eretz achuzaschem. B'mash mishdokim al eretz Yisrael, ayidei ze geula titnu la'aretz. Uvachol eretz achuzaschem. If the longing is for eretz achuzaschem, If you appreciate Eretz Yisrael for what it really is, the spiritual safe haven that it is, not just a national homeland, but if you understand what Eretz Yisrael really is, not just a place to get away from people who hate us, not just somewhere to run because it's safer and there's less Nazis, God forbid, harming us in such a place, that we're able to establish a certain, you know, physical safety for Klal Yisrael in such a place. But if you really b'chol Eretz Achuzaschem, if it's a longing of the soul for Eretz Achuzaschem, a deep attachment, a place of Kirvas Elokus, then Geula Titnu La'aretz. Then you can take the Aretz itself, that which is earthly, and you bring it to a state of Geula. You bring it to a revealed and redeemed state, a place of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to share with you one other Sfas Emes. A Sfas Emes that I considered doing once upon a time, Parshas Truma, but it didn't make it into this year, but it's a very powerful Sfas Emes. It's very strong, the Shonos. And Parshas Truma, Tafresh Lamed Gimel on page 3. Pasuk says, "Vayikhu li truma," and all the mafarshim are up in arms. But what does it mean, "Vayikhu li truma"? "Vayitnu li truma," it should say. "Vayitnu li truma," give me a donation to the Mishkan. What does it mean, "Vayikhu li," take for me a donation? The Rashi has his pshat, and many of the other pshat and mafarshim have their pshatim. The Medrash comments on this: "Lekach tov nasati lachem, ki lekach tov nasati lachem, lekach tov nasati lachem." What does it mean? Tekasha. What was bothering the Medrash? The Medrash, by quoting this pasuk in Mishlei, "Lekach tov nasati lachem," shows that there's this deep connection. There's some type of interwoven relationship between a lakicha and a nesina. It says vayichu li truma. You would think it would say vayitnu li truma. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. So how do you know when is it giving? When is it taking? And what is this interconnectedness between the two of them? Tekasha ma vayichu. Vayitnu havelei lemeimer. Ach hi eich yuchal ha'adam basar v'dam. Li tein davar ma'al Hashem yisbar. We'd be lying to ourselves if we wrote vayitnu li truma. You're going to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Did we forget what it says? Tein lo mishalo. Give him that which is his. You're not giving Hashem. It's not something that's authentically yours. And by the way, I'm giving away something that's mine that you don't have, Hashem. I'm giving it to you. Right? We'd be lying to ourselves if we were vayitnu. And that's true when we give a monetary donation to the Mishkan. That's true when we give tzedakah to a poor person. That's true when we give tefillah, and we give Torah, and we give mitzvahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we give karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A karban to Hashem? What are you giving to Hashem? Who gave you the animal? A tefillah to Hashem? Who gave you a desire to daven? So what can we give? What can we give? In what sense, right? Is there a vayikhu, a vayitnu? What are we giving? We can't deceive ourselves, says Vasemis, to think that I'm giving something. I'm giving to Hashem. You know what you can give, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rakaratzon velekichas nefesh ha'adam l'nesina zo. Ze ikra mechuva. What you can give is you can show an interest in going through the motions. Lemaisa, if Hashem puts the words of tefillah in your mouth, you should be very thankful. If Hashem allows you to have a connection to Torah, and you learn many blot, you shouldn't say, "Look what I did for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu." In Lamata Torah Arbe, Al Tachzik Tova La'atzmecha, Ki Lekachnu Et Sarta. Mishnah Perkei Amos. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh says, if you learn a lot of Torah, that's how you were created. Hashem gave it to you. All you could do is give it back to Him. And what does it mean to give it back to Him? What does it mean? You're not really giving. So what am I giving? I've at least taken a ratzon when I could have used this koach for something else. You gave me the koach. You gave me the energy. You gave me a desire to do something. So the best I could do is try to have a ratzon to channel in the right way. That I can, at least my heart can be in it. The truth is, the ratzon is also from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to talk honest. Right? There's honest and there's, you know, there's emes and there's emes lamita. That's Beis Shammai. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. That's why Sfas Emes is not writing a Libet Beis Shammai. He's writing a Libet Beis Hillel. A Libet Beis Hillel is that the ratzon at least is yours. A Libet Beis Shammai, that's not even true. Hoseach es yadecha, usbi alachol chai, ratzon. You gave me the ratzon, Kadosh Baruch Hu. But on a Beis Hillel level, on a pnimius level within Beis Hillel, that's what Sfas Emes is writing, right? Not only with the Beis Shammai, because that's Lamala, then we're just going to feel totally worthless. So Sfas Emes is trying to make us feel good, but be realistic about a certain spiritual reality. So he says, to write, the Torah should say, Vayitnu, is totally deceiving yourself. You gave Hashem the money, you gave a donation to the Mishkan, and who gave you that precious item to donate to Hashem? Hashem gave it to you. Right? So what can you give Hashem, so to speak, at least again, in a Beis Hillel, in an Olam Hazeh, in an elevated Olam Hazeh perspective, you can give a ratzon. You can show at least I care. V'ainu dechsev lekach tov shekol ha-mitzvos u'maisim tov v'ma'ikr ha-ratzon la'asosam. The ikr of the mitzvah is not that you put on the tefillin. The fact that you have an arm and that you own a set of tefillin, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem didn't have to give you an arm, even though He gave a lot of people arms. Hashem didn't have to give you the financial means to buy a pair of tefillin. Hashem didn't have to even put you on a place on planet Earth where there was a sofer who knew how to write tefillin. That's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What can you do? You can say, you know what? I'm happy that I have the opportunity to do this. I'm thankful for the opportunity. And that ratzon of being thankful is the ikker of what you can offer to the mitzvah. The fact that a black box is strapped to your arm, that's all mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't ask for too much credit for that. But the fact that you had a good feeling towards it, that Hashem says, oh, that's a nachas ruach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the piece, Hasemis concludes, V'chol ratzon emes sheish v'chol ish yisrael magia elav mamsh. And when a person has a ratzon emes, that actually can reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your mitzvahs, how far are they going to reach? How far can they go? They're such perfect mitzvahs. Your Levim Torah is on such a high level, your tefillah is on such a high level. But the ratzon, the desire that my tefillah should be on a high level, the desire that I could learn better in a more diligent way, that goes a long way. Hashem says, if you say it in a real way, if you honestly say I want to be better, Hashem says that's kavaldik. That's perfect. If there's a ratzon that's emes, it reaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsh. And he ends by quoting from his grandfather, Chedush Harim, said, Ratzati v'kadosh l'bracha, Perish, ki lekach tov nasati lachem, Torasi al tazov was a mekach shenasati lachem daika. Lizkor adam ki a mekach mi Hashem yizbar. Don't forget for a second that I gave it to you. I gave you everything. Don't get lost and think, oh, Hashem, you owe me. And look at the mitzvahs that I did. Look how I gave of myself your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Al tazovu. Don't forget that that's all for me. Don't forget which part is yours and which part is mine. Lizkor adam ki a mekach mi Hashem yizbar. V'shagam lakichas adam lakayim mitzvahs gam rak mi Hashem yizbar. Gam kein rak mi Hashem yizbar. The fact that you've been taken. V'yikhuli truma. Right? Realize that Hashem says, I took you. All you can do is have a good feeling towards that. To have an emistik or ratzon. That there should be a ratzon that we should get together. But realize that I'm paying the bill. That I'm the one who's supplying you with the ability to achieve that which you achieve. The Slonim Rebbe, the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim, he writes by Chanukah, the second night. We know that by the Neros Chanukah, there's certainly a big inyan to recite the Kapitel Tehillim Yoshev B'Seser Elyon. And one of the psukim that we say in there is Kivi Chashak. Kivi Chashak V'afal Teyu. So says the Divrei Shmuel, Kivi Chashak. That what? That there was a yearning for me. Kivi Chashak. That's all. You take one little slice of the pasuk. Kivi Chashak. What do we know about the word Chashak? Acheshek? Acheshek means a ratzon. A desire, a longing. The Bas Ayin, Rav Avram of Avrich. So Chusay again, Aleinu, the Bas Ayin, the Helig Bas Ayin writes that the word Cheshek is Rashi Tevos Chamishim Sha'arei Kedusha. The 50 gates, the 50 levels of Kedusha that a person is seeking are very much connected to what? His Cheshek. What does he want? What does he want to do? Not what he is. It's never about what he is. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, when we scream out, Baruch Shem Kol, we're able to dive into the most open, revealed Geula Dikue. It's a funny thing, no? We just began Yom Kippur. Our stomachs are full. We're very comfortable. And right now, we're mamish, like malachim. We're 2 seconds into it, and we're still at such a high level. The end of Yom Kippur, after a full day of working on oneself, you finish the Ila, you daven Mariv, and all of a sudden, Baruch Shem Kol Malach Salam Ved, you can't say it out loud anymore. V'nafachu. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, you're well fed, you haven't worked through anything, so you're at your lowest self, right, of the entire calendar year. And you're screaming, Baruch Shem Kol, you should be whispering it as quiet as can be. By the end of Yom Kippur, Gevaldik, the Mariv Yom Kippur, after the Tara and the Kapar of Yom Kippur, that's when you should scream, Baruch Shem Kol Malach Salam Ved. What's the pshat? So the famous Chashav Rav, Rav Isaac Bernstein, his beautiful, beautiful shir. He was a Rav in London, in England. So he said once a pshat, I heard once on an old tape, he said the pshat is, it's all about where you're going. It's all about your cheshek, your ratzon. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, where are you going? You're going into this world of Yom Kippur. At the end of Yom Kippur, you're going to bagels and lox. Right? You're going to a glass of orange juice. And an Entenmann's donut if you're not holding by Chol of Yisrael. You know what I'm saying? That's where you're going. That's where you're holding. As from as you are, that's, right? As great as the Ma'ariv, that's where you're going. That's the direction. You're heading back into the Olam Hazeh. The beginning of Yom Kippur, You're heading into Kodesh Kadasha. And therefore you have a right. So it's all about where you're going. Your Cheshek. The Chamishim Shari Kedusha is connected to your Cheshek. So says Rav Shmuel of Slana, Ha'ikr hu la'or regesh halev. The ikr is that feeling. That's all we can give a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can only strive to be something. We can't be. What we are, what we be, what we'll become, that's up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to try. We have a ratzon, a cheshek. Amnam kol mashihu di osa l'shem shemayim hu tov bevadai beinim um lo meid o mispalel o mefazer litztaka. Yes, you have to do. You have to try to do. Aval ha'ikr b'chol zeh hu tshuka v'amkos halev ki tov ma'at b'kavama. But what you're really bringing to the table at the end of the day, one of the first halachas in Shulchan Aruch, is what is your kavana? Better to do a little bit, less doing and more kavana. A person, this is a classic thing. You can see this with little kids. You can see this with big kids also. Big kids meaning people who should be adults and are still acting like babies. But by little kids, you can really see this. I mamash had this 2 weeks ago with Zahava, with our daughter. Listen to what he says here. You can have a handful of what? Of nechoshes. And you think, wow, look how much I have. Right? Afal pichei matbea achas shel kesef chashuv yosem mikol ha'remes matbaz nechoshes shel yaldam. But one silver coin is worth much more than all of those little nechoshes coins. Right? I traded Zahava. She had a $1 bill and I had 4 quarters. And I traded her a dollar for 4 quarters. And she thought it was like the best, you know, it was like, Daddy, you sure you want to do that? 4 for 1, right? 4 for 1. Now again, that's of equal value. But there's a feeling like, look, I have so much. I have so much. So says the Slonim Rebbe, you could have a handful of nechoshes. You could have heaping mounds of nechoshes. But one bit of kesef, one honest Shemona Esrei with a lot of kavana, is worth more than all those millions of Shemona Esreis. Again, you have to keep davening, and you have to keep learning. And you can't sit around waiting for that perfect moment where there's that awesome hisoris. Well, now I'm going to daven perfect b'kavana. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, tov ma'at b'kavana. So I'll just wait around, I'll do very little in my life, but every time I do, it'll be in those moments of awesome hisoris. That's not how we function. You have to do, you have to keep doing. Like he says. But to realize that the ikkar is what? The ikkar is not how much can I amass? The ikkar is where are the silver coins? You could have handfuls of kesef. But one gold coin. One gold coin is worth much more than all of those handfuls of silver coins. And he says that's the pshat in the pasuk. That's what I mean. Kivichashak. What's the real connection to me? The real connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cheshek, is the yearning. Are those moments, the real offerings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the real carbon that you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikhu li truma. Hashem says, I'm supplying most of it. What's the real carbon? What's the real offering? It's your cheshek, it's your ratzon. Alev Simcha, the grandson of the Sfas Emes. I don't think he was in one Sfas Emes this year. I think we quoted one Lev Simcha this year. The Lev Simcha, the son, the grandson, right, the son of the Imre Emes, the Lev Simcha is the grandson of the Sfas Emes, the fifth Ger Rebbe. So he writes in Parshas Noach by Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. We say in the Nosach of the Tfilas Rosh Chodesh, we see Reizim Naseh Beratzon. See, what are we davening? We say Hashem. We hope that the time will come. We will be zochet to bring karbanos beratzon, right? The same way they were once brought beratzon. But says he quotes from Adoni Avi Mori Zal. He quotes from the Imre Emes, his father, third year Rebbe. Hayiragil lomer lasos imaratzon. Siire izim naase beratzon. You want to bring siire izim? You want to bring karbanos? Kevalde. You're gonna sit around and wait till the Mashiach comes. You're gonna wait till this base of mitzvah to bring a karban. Stop bringing a carbon now. I don't know how to bring a carbon now. Sirei Yizim, you want to replace the Sirei Yizim? You want to bring carbonos? Nasim Ratzon. If you have a Ratzon, that's a carbon. HaRatzon Atzmo hu a carbon. V'arei nemar nase, loshon osin. Rake inyan shim haRatzon im haKabbalah sha'odim haKabbalah Atzmo lasos. Yesh b'shamayim nachas ruach mizah. Kamo shahay is that carbon. Nase b'Ratzon. If I make a commitment to do beratzon, if a person makabel upon himself to do something, he has a ratzon to be better. That's a karbon, says the Imre Emes. And the Lev Simcha, as he often does, brings gematrias. Now the Lev Simcha, if you start to learn the sefer, you'll see his gematrias are never line up exactly. It's always with kolel, and it's always with add the letters and add this, which is a gevaldik. It doesn't. Some people don't like that because you feel like, oh, you can do anything with that. That's a big inyan. You make yichudim. When you bring things together, it's a very big inyan. But that's, you should just know, that's how the Leif Simcha always operates. This is not a yotzim in a cloud by any stretch of the imagination. So he says, he brings a remez, v'zeh nasa b'ratzon. Kol inyan akarban hu aratzon. He says, b'ratzon ima osios is gematria karban. B'ratzon plus the five letters is karban plus the kolam, plus the word. But the point is that a ratzon can be a karban. A ratzon can be a karban. See, your izim nasa b'ratzon. You want to bring a karban to a kodesh baruch hu, so do it with your ratzon. You want to be the best bachur in yeshiva, so have the biggest ratzon. You think Hashem is impressed by the guy who Hashem gave a big brain to? Hashem says, I gave him a big brain. So he thinks he's the best bachur, but that doesn't, in Hashem's world, that's not the best bachur. The best bachur is who wants it the most, who cares the most, who's driven the most to be the best bachur. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to tell a story. Chaim Shmulevitz, one point of his life, he was learning in Grodno. And he decided to go visit by his uncle, Rav Avram Yafin, who was Rosh Hashiva in the Vardik. Went on vacation. Right? He wasn't going to leave yeshiva. So he figured, I'll take a week, I'll go learn in a different yeshiva just to relax a little. Yeah, had shaykhus over there because of his uncle, Rav Avram Yafin Zatzal. So he went to learn by Navardik. And he came, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz at one point turned to his uncle and he said, tell me, who's the best bachur here? A lot of bachur here. So yeshiva's unbelievable yeshiva. Who's the best bachur? So if you look in the Zichos Bavodas Hashem on page 5, if you'll notice, by the way, also this is page 5, number 2, which is a Freudian slip, because as we get ready for Lag BaOmer, Lag BaOmer, of course, is Hod Shabahod. It's 5 of 5. So that's why I guess I accidentally made 2 5s, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a klutz and can't keep track of numbers. Okay, but we have to, darshan it up a little bit. So Nezichas Bavodas Hashem, on page 5b. And if you look in the bottom paragraph, starting in the fourth line. Uvikesh mimenu shiyiru lo miwa bachar amuvchar b'yoyser b'yeshiva. Uvchai Shmulevitz asked his uncle, who is the best guy in this yeshiva? It's b'yirash yeshiva al bachar mesuyam. And he said, this one over there, zeh amkana gadol b'yoyser b'yeshiva. Acher kachera lo bachar acher. Vamalei, who's the biggest master in the yeshiva? V'kachazer v'tziyin od kam bachar. This one's that. Kol echad, each one, v'tztayanusa miyuchedes, each one with his special milah. This one has Yir Shemayim. This one is a tremendous Bekiyas. Kepul Marim Akomas out of all sorts of places. Vekach Allah, and this one that, and this one that. Chazer Rav Chaim B'Shalom. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, nu, sof. Mia Bachar Muvcha B'Yosef Yeshiva. So you've got your Rav Chaim Biskers, you got the big minds. You've got the big Bekiyim, like the Netziv. Right? These people obviously weren't in the Vardik at the time. So he had people who are known for different things. Rav Chaim Biskers is known for his brilliant analysis. The Netziv. So Shechter always says when he talks about the Netziv, the Netziv was the best Bekiyas. You could pull out sources here and there and there and put them together to come with amazing things. The Avnei Nezer was also like that. Right? Different people have different kochos in learning. This one's an unbelievable Yiras Shamayim. And this one can stay in the base measures for a million hours in a row. So who's the best Bachar? Sof kol sof. Lachu Rav Avram el Achas mi Pinos Heichal Yeshiva. He took him to one of the corners of the yeshiva and he showed him a certain Bachar. And he said to us at the bottom, Zeh Bachar Muvcha B'Yosef Yeshiva. This is the best Bachar in the Yeshiva. Of all the Bachar, this is the Bachar people are going to talk about one day. So said Rav Chaim Shmulevitz to his uncle, Tamar Rav Chaim B'Shal, when you showed me all the milos of the Bachar, Harei Kasher Manisa Shivchum Shokol Baal Yamilos and Evcharos, Lo Iskartesh Moshe Bachar Zekhal. You didn't mention this Bachar until now. You told me every other milo under the sun. What could this Bachar possibly have that the others don't? Said Rav Avraham Yafin, Nachon, Anala Rav Avraham. Show the Milas Bachar Zambishara Milas Shasianti. This Bachar is something that the other Bachar might also have a little bit, but he's the expert in this. What's his thing? Bachar Zehu Mavake Shal Yeshiva. This is the Bachar who understands and appreciates more than anyone else what it means to be in this yeshiva. He wants it the most. In every sense. In his Torah, in his Yoshimayim. He wants it the most. When Rav Chaim Shmulevitz would tell over the story, as he concludes here, V'siyim Rav Chaim Shmulevitz as Dvar V'Amar, Osa Mavakish. Who was that Mavakish? That his uncle pointed out. His great Mavakish Hashem. Who was he? He was, it says then in the paragraph, who agon mistaipla zatzal balkilas Yaakov. The stipler girl. Some of those other Bachim, I'm sure some of them are names that are of lesser known names. Maybe some of them did go on in their own right to become Chashev Rabbanim. But none of them are world-renowned like the Stipler Gaon. And how did he become the Stipler Gaon? He had the biggest mind. He had the best bekiyas. The Sefer Gaon became the Sefer Gaon because he was the one who decided, I need to be the best. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I want it enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find crazy ways to make it happen for me. But if I don't want it, if I don't offer Hashem the karbon, if I don't have the cheshek to reach the chamishim shari kedusha, like the Baal Zion said, then it's impossible to get there. Then I'll never get there. No matter how many natural talents and abilities I have. Rav Dessler wrote a letter to his father. It's printed in the third volume of Michta Me'Eliyahu. And he quotes in there a medrash in Parsha Shmini. An amazing medrash. He says on page 7, five lines from the bottom, Bezeh Amarti, it's a letter to his father. Atzayin davar pele mashem atzasi medrash Parsha Shmini. Be'echad shayim murgul b'shichvist was once a well-known town drunk. Ru'u banav shema'avid ha'mamon. And his children said, our father's not going to leave us a penny. The entire Yerush is going to be, you know, consumed, literally. Our drunken father, he's wasting every last cent. It's ridiculous. So what do? They wanted to shake him up and wake him up. So what do? Alkein hotziu shikur lebeis hakvaros v'nichu b'mar. One time, their drunken father, in one of his drunken stupors, he fell asleep. And they picked him up. They carried him off. Three lines from the bottom. Page 7. They carried him off. Right? They brought him to the beis hakvaros. They brought him to the cemetery. And they stuck him in some cave on the outskirts, on the edge of the beis hakvaros. Then he would wake up and he would walk out and he would see himself in a cemetery and he'd say, what have I become? And I was hoping that this would finally get him back to normal. Right, the Parsha Shtriya Yayin by the Kohanim, that's where it comes up, the danger of drinking. What's the end of the story? If Dessler doesn't quote the Medrash, what's the end of the story? The end of the story that there was a caravan that was traveling with many barrels of wine. And at one point, as the caravan was passing by the outskirts of the city, a barrel fell off the wagon and rolled right into this cave. Mamish to the place where this is drunk. They thought finally they'd get their father as far away as possible from wine. And it just so happened that this caravan came by, a barrel fell off, it rolled into the cave. This drunken guy wakes up, he sees his barrel of wine next to him, and he gets back to drink. Gvaldik. Says Rav Dessler, Umash Nispaltiya. You know I was so nispalt from this medrash? It's writing to his father. You know what blew me away about this medrash? Shebederech she'adam rotza leilech molichim oso. We've said many times the Gemara in Makos, the path that a person wants to walk in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads him on that path. Lo rak b'derech ha'teva. Not only within natural means. Look how crazy this is. They were trying to do everything possible to get their father as far away from the liquor store. They left him in a drunken stupor, without his wallet, in some cave at the edge of a cemetery. And yet, he had such a ratzon to continue drinking. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this crazy thing happen. This caravan that doesn't normally travel that road took that road and hit a bump in the road and it bounced off and the thing careened off a tombstone and rolled into this cave. And this guy woke up with a barrel of wine sitting right next to him. Not b'derech teva, a total nes, right? Totally ridiculous. Aval gam b'sibos rechokos k'ma'ad al derech nes. B'sibos top of page 8. Mishudos rechokos. Very strange and crazy things. Yemkachu l'ra. Says Rav Dessler, you know, I was nispal from this medrash. Because if a person has such a ratzon to get drunk, Hashem will do crazy things to help him become the best drunk in town. We know that a person wants to do bad, post him, they give him a small Pesach. But a person who wants to do good, Hashem doesn't just let it happen. Hashem goes out of his way to help you. Allah has come of a kama, he has tremendous yath the shmai. If he wants it. But kol shekein gam kein lamal midarach hateva l'chol apachos 500 madregos. We know midah tova meruba at least 500 times over. 500 times Hashem is more likely and more willing. It's a Rashi in Maseches Makos. 500 times more willing to help a person who wants good than the person who wants bad. And again, that's the avoda. To realize the vayikuli truma. Vayikuli truma. As far as the essential things, that's given to you. All you can offer, and the question we have to ask ourselves time and again, is how much do I want? Because if I want it, it will get done. I don't have to worry about how it's going to get done. It's a guarantee that it will get done. There's a beautiful line, one line, that I saw in Rav Zaitchik, some Oros HaGedolim. Oros HaGedolim, translated to English, the Sparks of Musar, I think, little pocketbook. Don't see it around so much anymore. Anyone have that safer? You know what I'm talking about? A little, I think it's called Sparks of Musar. It's based on the Oros HaGedolim. Moros HaGedolim is a liquid of Mamar and Pisgamim from some of the early Musar giants. So under the entry for Rav Yosef Yuzel Horowitz. Who's Rav Yosef Yuzel Horowitz? Who is that? Who is it? Yosef Yuzel Horowitz. Who is that?
It's a Zuzel.
Not Zuzel. Yosef Yuzel Harwitz. Who is that?
Avi Harwitz.
The Alter of Navarik. Alter of Navarik. The Alter of Navarik, who was a big Mavakesh himself. The Alter of Navarik was a successful businessman who one day decided, I don't want to be a successful businessman, I want to be a successful yet. And he left everything. And he closeted himself away. Crazy, crazy stories about what he did to become the Alter of Navarik. How much living in a forest. Become the Alter of Navarik. He left everything behind. But it's brought here in the Moharis HaGadolim, some of his teachings. And he says here in one line, it's a line that can be attributed to many tzaddikim. This is where I saw it. I never in my life, there was no way he could have gone from being what he was to what he became. He was an Erlich Yid when he was a businessman. But to become the Alter of Navarik, to become one of the Gedolei Musar, he says, you know how that came about? I never asked myself if I'm able to do such a thing. The only question I asked myself, the only question a Jew ever has to ask himself, is do I need to do this or not? And if the answer is yes, this is a need, not a want. Do I want to finish us? I guess I want to finish us. If you want to finish us, you're never going to finish us. If you decide I need to finish us, it's not shy for me to live a life and not finish us. I need to finish us. I need to learn through every siman and sif in Shulchan Aruch. I need to study Likutei Maran from beginning to end. When my desires become needs, when the ratzon is so strong that I need it, and the efshar, it's not possible for me to live without it, then vada, it's going to get done. And then if I'm a drunk in a cave with a burning ratzon to be a drunk, Hashem will send me barrels of wine. But it has to be a need. You have to be addicted to it. The same way that drunk was an alcoholic. He couldn't live without it. He could be in the basic kvaros, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu would provide for him. So a person has to ask himself, what do I need? Now what do I want? Now what makes me feel good? And if I need it more than everyone else around me, so then I'll be zochet to it. That's a mitzias. Ba'ofen nisi. In a miraculous way. There's a story I read in the biography of the Klausenberger Rebbe. That's where I first saw it. I later found, this past summer, I found a longer nusach of the story, a more precise nusach of the story, in the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabach on Devar in Parshas Vezos HaBrach on page 10. What's the Maisa? I'll tell you most of the Maisa. I'll tell you the first part of the Maisa outside. There was a Reb Mendel, who was a Ger Chassid, fitting for our shir. A Ger Chassid who had been bounced around from one concentration camp to another concentration camp to another concentration camp. After the war, he found himself in a DP camp. And the Klausenberger Rebbe somehow got his hands right on a few strings to make tzitzis. Mamish, a couple of strings to make tzitzis. And the Klausenberger Rebbe was trying to mechazik Jews to come back to mitzvot. He came to this camp. He was in this place at that time. And the Klausenberger Rebbe said, I have some tzitzis. Who wants the tzitzis? Now there were hundreds of Jews in that camp. Some who, Rachman Al-Tzan, had lost their interest in anything Jewish. And others were dying. A pair of tzitzis. When was the last time there were a pair of tzitzis? So hundreds of people gathered on the Klausenberger Rebbe, each one wanted the tzitzis. Klausenberger Rebbe said, the only way that's fair, the only way that it's shy, who am I going to pick? I'm going to pick someone out of 200 people to take the tzitzis. He says, we're going to have a lottery. Anyone who's interested in the tzitzis, anyone who wants a hand in this mitzvah, step right up, sign your name on this piece of paper, right? We'll make little tickets, and we'll have a lottery. Love a lottery, who's going to be Zocha to wear the tzitzis? This Reb Mendel, this Ger Chassid said, he when just seeing the strings, Mamash, a fire burning inside of him. He said, I have to have the tzitzis. So he walks up to the front by the Klausenberger Rebbe and he says, I can prove to you that I deserve the tzitzis more than anyone else. They said, yeah, no one here you haven't worn tzitzis in a long, no one's worn tzitzis in years. What makes you think? You suffered the most in the camps? In Achanami, you suffered a lot of Mendel, suffered a lot of other people. But Mendel says, I deserve the tzitzis because I'm wearing a four-cornered garment. And he tore his shirt into four corners. He said, I'm chayav in tzitzis. No one else has them. I looked around. I said, it's a good svar. It's not a good svar. You're chayav in tzitzis. So everyone else said, but Rebbe, you said you're going to do a lottery. You said it's not fair. But the Rebbe was so nisfal from Reb Mendel's desire to have the tzitzis. But the Rebbe said, listen, Reb Mendel. He said, Reb Mendel, I can tell you something. He said, we're going to have a lottery. But I can promise you, if your act was L'Shem Shemayim, there's no question in my mind that you're going to win this lottery. There's no question in my mind that if your act was truly L'Shem Shemayim, there's no question in my mind that you're going to win the lottery. Turn to page 11. End of the Maisa. Klausenberger Rebbe shared this Maisa. We'll read from the second paragraph. Aval Rebbe Miklozenberg Adayin Hislabin Malasos Michal Abacher Azet Sodik Shechein Chiyuvo Hu Miyatorah Aval Mihidach Od Beterem Bo Lakan Yod HaRebbe Shiyishchuchu Lasos Goyal. But the Rebbe already made a commitment to do the lottery. V'imkein HaKahal Kfar Zocha B'Tzorach Lasos Goyal. He owes the Tzibur a lottery. V'imkein Mehechet Teisi Lahavir Achshav Esuzchus B'kiyam HaMitzvah L'Aldim Echa. So how could the Rebbe pick someone now? Go back on his word. Hichle the Rebbe Shemeachim V'Huch L'Lasos Goyal Achin Kein Yeaseh Aval Omer L'Remendol Im Kavan Noscha Ha'isal Hashem Shemayim Yisovav U'min HaShemayim Shetizcha Ata B'Goyal V'Achin Mitoch Meos HaYehudim. Hundreds of Jews gathered around there. Shahayu Sham, Zachar of Mendel Begor. But Mendel won the lottery. And the Klausenberg Rebbe says, very often, we have to remind ourselves that it's not what happens in the end. It's not the end of the story that we're so to fall from. It's the commitment that a person made at the beginning. How it plays out, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. But it's how much I commit myself from the start. How much do I want to win that lottery? How much do I need to win that lottery? How badly do I'm chayiv in tzitzis. Compared to everyone else, I'm chayiv. My feeling of relationship to tzitzis compared to everyone else is a chiyuv. Forget the fact that he had a four-cornered garment. But he needed it more than anyone else. And he was zochel lakach mishamayim. In the biography of the Chazon Ish, in the Pe'er Ador, the many-volume biography of the Chazon Ish on page 12, in Chela Gimel over here, he tells a maisa. And I want to bring this maisa just to show you that it could be years and years of longing for something. A ratzon doesn't mean that I tried for 5 minutes. That's not a ratzon amiti. That a person said, but I came to Beis Medrash and it's not for me. I tried a certain levodah and it's not for me. I want it, but if you want it, you'll want it, and you'll want it, and you'll want it. You want it for 10 years, you want it for 20 years, you want it for 50 years. You'll have a longing for something. And who's to say that you'll ever get there? Even by the biggest tzaddikim, they weren't confident that they were there. But that's what kept them going strong. They had that burning ratzon to get there. He tells the maisa with Rabbi Isaac Harif. Rabbi Isaac Harif was known to be an absolute genius. A person who was very famous in many Sfarim. He's quoted in different Sfarim, Hebrew Sfarim, English Sfarim, right, for his very sharp one-liners. He was known as Isaac Harif. I forget his family name. It's slipping my mind. But he wrote big Sfarim. He wrote a parish in the Yerushalmi. Mamash Agon Shebegon. But also very, very witty, very clever. So, Pam Achas Ba Agon, I'm a foursome of Isaac Harif. Biachinim Chosno Lidintar. He came with his father-in-law to a Dintar. What was the case? He came to the Moradas of that particular city. Right? The father-in-law tainted as follows. For the last 10 years, my son-in-law, Rabbi Isaac Harif, has been living off of me. He's dependent upon me for parnasa, and he sits and he learns. But you know what? I think I've had enough. It's time for him to go out to the world. It's time for him to get a job. But he refuses to get a job. I'm not going to let my daughter starve. So I feel trapped though. Tell him he's got to go. And furthermore, and here's the main point. If I was certain that this is limud Torah l'shma, then I would support it. But how do I know? How do I know if he's using his potential? How do I know that he's learning in a serious way? How do you know if a person's l'shma? How do you know? And would any person have the audacity to say that I'm learning the Shema? No. So the Maradas said, Mava Picha, no, Rav Eisel, what do you say? What do you respond? So Rav Eisel says, Hatzedek im chami bako. My father-in-law is absolutely correct. He should revise it. Zulas bedvarav achronim she'enim nachon. He's absolutely right down to the last point. Ki be'emes ein eni lomid b'torah l'shma. It's true. I don't learn Torah l'shma. I don't learn Torah Lishma. Rabbi Isaac Harif said about himself, I can't say with confidence that I learned Torah Lishma. Elisha ani mishtokim lasok b'Torah Lishma. But you can't deny the fact that I desire to learn Torah Lishma. That I have a longing to learn Torah Lishma. And that already is something big. And that's enough of a reason that a person should be able to stay in Beis Medrash. And the Chazon Ish said the same thing about himself. The Chazon Ish, when we tell this story, said, I'll say the exact same thing about myself. Can I say that I learned Torah Lishma? I have no idea. But I'm going to spend the rest of my life longing to learn Torah Lishma. And based on what we learned today from the Sfas Emes, uvachol eretz achuzaschem, your achiza is in accordance with your ratzon, then that's the ikar. Whether or not you're zochet to Torah Lishma, that's not your cheshbon. But to have a ratzon to learn Torah Lishma, to live a life of longing for Torah Lishma, that a person should have a ratzon, and have a ratzon, to have a ratzon, and to have a ratzon, to have a ratzon, to have a ratzon. You think I'm making leitzanis here? Rav de Rav, inshallah shudas. The ratzon of ratzon. We've said in the past. It's a zman where a person has to at least have a ratzon to have a ratzon. I want to show you something beautiful. A beautiful, beautiful lashon. Cut this out and stick it on your wall, stick it in your wallet, stick it somewhere, stick it in your siddur, stick it in the front page of your gemara. This is the most beautiful nusach. Look at the lashon that's brought in the Atar of the Rosh Tzaddik on page 13 here. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lashon. Look what he brings. We'll read from the top. I know it's late, but let's read from the top. V'nira dinei miyom shabarach ha-shabarach ha-salama. Adai lo ayam mi shiavro so yisbarach shema. Hashem created the world, and it took some time for people to actually begin to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki l'rov gedulaso ein anu maspikim lahodus lo ha'achas me'alef. To say that I'm actually doing, that I'm learning Torah Lishma, that I'm doing, I'm serving Hashem in an honest way, it's impossible to say such a thing. Hashem is so lofty. Who of us could say that we're zochet to do one of a thousand of what's expected of us? V'chol tzadikim shayu ba'olam lo hayu lahem rak ratzon la'avodas Hashem yisparach. V'chol tzadik ha'yoser gadol mi'chaveru hainu shahayu lo yoser ratzon. A tzidkus of a person is determined by his ratzon. V'chol tzadikim shayu ratzon shalahem eino nikra b'shem ratzon la'avod la'Hashem yisparach. Some tzaddikim, we wouldn't even call the ratzon as a ratzon to serve Hashem. It's not a direct ratzon to serve Hashem. Rak sheyesh lem ratzon, sheyeh lem ratzon l'avodas Hashem yisparach. There's a madrega where a person has a ratzon to have a ratzon. I can't tell you that I want to spend 24 hours a day in the base madrash. That would be a lie. But I know there are tzaddikim who do. So I have a ratzon that I should have that tzaddik's ratzon. The tzaddik himself doesn't spend 24 hours in the base madrash. He may spend 19 of them. He may spend 20 of them. But he himself, he sleeps a couple minutes a night. The Vilna Gaon also slept a couple minutes a night. Right? And I can't tell you that I have the ratzon to be the Vilna Gaon. But I wish that I had the ratzon to be the Vilna Gaon. I have a ratzon that I should have a ratzon to be the Vilna Gaon. You hear? A ratzon to have a ratzon. So he says Pshat in the Pasuk, when it describes the avoda of the Leviim, Levi is a lashon of attachment. Right? Go back to when Leah named her son Levi. Levi means attachment. V'chol eretz achuzasam, an achiza, a desire to be connected. The Leviim went out to carry, to do their avoda. V'nei tzavahu lashon ratzon. Lachain by Bnei Kahas and Bnei Merari, it says Kol Habal Tzava. It says those who came to battle, those who came to army, those who came to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machba Shehem Hayub Madrega Gadola. Those who are part of the Tzava, part of the count, they were on a high level. That what you can say about such a people? They came, they had the ratzon. Shahayu lahem ratzon la'avod Hashem yisbarach. They were ready to be counted, to be numbered, to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army, to be part of the tzivos Hashem, the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be attached. Tzava is also a lashon of ratzon, a lashon of attachment. Tzava also with a vav is a lashon of attachment, but it's the same idea. To be attached, to have a longing, to be connected, to do something. They were on that madrega. They could say honestly, yes, I have a ratzon. What about Bnei Gershon? That was Pasuk Marai. What about Bnei Gershon? By Bnei Gershon it says what? A different nusach in the Pasuk. By Gershon it says, what's litzvot tzava? It means that they had a ratzon to have a ratzon. There are those who say, count me right now. Hashem, you can count me in your army because my ratzon is sincere. You can see that I want in. But the other people who say, I wish I wanted in. I don't know that I want in. I'd be lying to you to say I really want it right now. But I want to want in. That's also a high madrega. And therefore by Gershon also. They're also part of the Ovdei Hashem. And Shalayam Rak Ratzon, Shialam Ratzon. They only had a Ratzon to have a Ratzon. And yet, Heim Hayu Gamkin Bechlal Ovdei Hashem Yisbar. Now look what he writes here. He quotes from Rav Nassan David of Shidlovitza. I've seen it in English. I can see it in English. I don't know how to pronounce it. Rav Nassim David of Shidlovitza. What did you say? Shlivovitz? Gotta get a dollar in there, sorry. So he quoted the name of the Yid HaKadosh. He said the name of the Yehudi. Shalav dafka ratzon shiello ratzon. It's not only true that you can say about yourself that I have a ratzon. That's a high madriga. It's not only a high madriga to say I have a ratzon, but it's also madriga to say I have a ratzon to have a ratzon. The Yid HaKadosh said not only that. You can have a ratzon to have a ratzon to have a ratzon. You can have a ratzon to have a ratzon to have a ratzon to have a ratzon. You can have a ratzon to have a ratzon to have a ratzon to have a ratzon to have a ratzon. You can have madriga ach madriga, a longing to long, to long, to long. I wish I really wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at this nusach, it's beautiful. Shalav davka ratzon shielo ratzon. Ela filo misha einlo rak ratzon shielo ratzon shielo ratzon ad esrim pondim. Up to 20 times you can say, I want to want to want to want to want. Up to 20 times, you're still called an Eved Hashem. Not bad. V'siyavaz ha-rabbeinu zatzal. V'li nira. But I'll go a step further. It says, Rav Nosson David of Shidlovitza. He says, I'll go a step further. You can say, I'm Ayachajman. Then I'll go a step further. V'li nira shalav dafkar esrim pamim ratzon. I'll give you more than 20. I'll give you an answer to say, more than 20. I want. Rakshazeu dover she'ein lo shir kama pam ratzum. V'kol nikra b'shem ovid Hashem yisbach. As long as at the end of the day, in some very distant and abstract way, you can say, in some distant way, that Hashem can see some point in the future, you're going to get to the point that you can say, now I really want it. I don't want it now. I have a friend who wants it, so I want to want it. Or I have a friend who has a friend who has a friend who wants to want. I know in some very indirect way of a Jew, and in some very indirect way I feel a shaykhus. And he is an emes to get over the chef. And yet, I'm only connected through I want to want to want to want. That's also called an Eved Hashem. That person is also part of the Tzivos Hashem. He may have a shaykhus to Gershon. He's not holding by Klaus and Merari. He's not holding by Surah Madrid. But he's holding by Gershon. And it can be a million times over. A ratzon to have a ratzon to have a ratzon. So I want to just be Messiah with a comment from the Kajic Glover in the Eretz Tzvi. The Kajic Glover in the Eretz Tzvi, the beautiful words of the Kajic Glover, Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, says an amazing thing. Me'ez kol ish asher yirvenu libo tichu es shumasin. I want to end this man with this word. It's a powerful word to end off. Because we can always, it would be dishonest for us to say, we achieved our ratzon. This is it, we were Zocha. This year we started a new shiur, it's a new thing, and it was perfect, it was exactly what we wanted it to be. I'll be the first to admit that I was far from perfect, and I think if we're honest as a chevra, as a tzibur, there's things that we can work on, we can be better, we can be stronger, we can be more committed to whatever it is that we're trying to build here in this lovely little place we call the Klois. So I want to end with this word from the Eretz Tzvi. Because if we want, if we really want, and even a million times over, then we have it now. Then we can say, if we don't want, we don't walk out of this room at the end of this month and say, I want more, then I can't say we accomplished. But if we walk out saying, we failed but we want, then we can mamash say, in retrospect, that we did accomplish. The dafka this month, we were zocha to accomplish something. The same pasuk that we were talking about a few moments ago. The same word the Sfas Emes told us in Tafresh Lamed Gimel in Truma. Says the Eretz Tzvi, Me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo, tikhu es trumasi. Me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo. Says the Kajic Glover. It's written in Lashon Asin. Asher yidvenu libo. Asher yidvenu libo means that what? That he's going. He's willing in the future to donate his heart. The Al Shech HaKadosh says that had the Mishkan become a holy place, you know how it became a holy place? Not because Jews gave a lot of money. A shul built with a lot of money is not going to necessarily be a vibrant shul. It's not going to be a place of Hashras HaShechina. I hate to say it, but there are beautiful, beautifully built Reform temples. It's not a makom of Hashras HaShechina. It means that the Tzibur has a lot of money and they built themselves a nice building. So what gives the Kedusha to the Mishkan? It says the Al Shech HaKadosh. It's the longing, it's the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, it's the excitement of Klal Yisrael. Shenasnu b'tshuka v'simcha gedola. It was the way that they gave, it was the ratzon to give to the Mishkan. Uvakach tshuka zu nasa Kedushas HaMishkan. Kama shakasa ba'al Shech, as Al Shech already said, hundreds of years before this piece was written by the Kajic Glover. Amnam ikr tshuka sa'ava ba'al Yisrael achar kach. But when were they most happy? Were they most happy when they gave to the Mishkan? They were most happy when they actually saw the Mishkan functioning. Right? So meaning the Iker Simcha, it's like a little bit of a catch-22. You're telling me the Mishkan's Kedusha is built on the longing of Klal Yisrael, the desire to give to the Mishkan, which they were giving right then. And you're telling me, but the real Simcha can only happen after it's already built. That's when the good feelings start to come. So the best feelings were what? Were only after they give. We're dafka in the future. Ah, says the Kajic Glover. Achar binyan HaMishkan. He says, that the Iker Chukah of a Jew is dafka, that ability to give the karban. They couldn't give the karban until the Mishkan is built. And there's a certain passion, a certain fire that's expressed by those heavenly fires that come down to gobble up the karban, to eat up the karban of Bnei Yisrael, to burn up the Nefesh HaBahamas, to burn up that animal, to take the left side of our heart, the left side of our heart should also want to serve Hashem. Because the right side is so fired up that Mayim Rabim Lo Yichlu L'Chavas Sa'ava. Says the Kavach Kavach. V'im King Kod Binyan Mishkan Lo Hayy Efshrishtiya Ava B'Tachas Hashleimus. So the good feelings they had when they dafka gave to the Mishkan, like the Alshach is describing, were very, very beautiful. But that's not the whole picture. Ach Hashem Yisbarach Shiroa Hasidos. But Hashem said, I can see from the Ratzon with which you're giving now, from what you've given until this point, it's an indication that you have a bigger Ratzon. And that Ratzon is really just a mirror image of a deeper Ratzon, of a deeper Ratzon, of a deeper Ratzon, layer upon layer upon layer, Ravid to Ravid to Ravid. Ach Hashem Yisbarach could see beyond the surface. He could see then the Dova, what you gave now is only an indication of what you want to give. So much more. And that chukah can only come after you've already built something. You've tried to build something, you've been zocha with the ratzon to build something, but that should only be megala, a deeper ratzon to build something even bigger, something stronger, something more vibrant. And that's what it means, says the Kaddish Glover. What you've given until now, that little bit, that murmuring of a ratzon, that little something that Hashem is, in his sensitive way, is picking up on a ratzon, and that's already enough to make the kedusha of the Mishkan. It's already enough to build the Mishkan. But that's nothing compared to what? Compared to the chukah that you're going to have once the Mishkan is built. That it has to be that much stronger, that much bigger, and that much more kadosh as it moves forward. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu counted it. That's the point. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu counted what they're going to give in the future, Hashem says, I'm ready to count it now. As long as I see that this is just a stepping stone to something bigger. So Mirza Hashem, as we say in this man, and I don't think I have to say openly what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying and how it applies to us. But as we come to Pesach Sheni, as we come this week to Pesach Sheni, we come to a time when we think about Jews who are told, you can't, it's not Shaykh, you're Tamei, you're not going to be Zochet to the Karban. And they said, we're going to fight for it. We're going to fight for it. For those of you who weren't here from the beginning, that's how this year was built. There was a couple of people who said to the Shemayim, the sixth floor of Gluck, we're having this year. We have to have this year. I was told by the dean, not because he's not a nice guy, he's the nicest guy in the world, Rabbi Penner. But he told me, he said, when we first presented this idea of having this year, he said to me, even if this year is going to happen, you, he said to me, you can have nothing to do with it. You're not allowed to do it. I need you to give a different VIP shift. But what happened? My rabbin, Leichlu Lechavas Zav. It was a ratzon. Not my ratzon, the ratzon of the Talmidim, who decided that they want to have this shir. And we were zocha. We were zocha to build something. We were zocha, not because, you know, we gave anything. We gave a little bit of heart, and we were zocha to something. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Me'ezkul Yishashayit Venu Libo. Well, you've given it until now, the ratzon you have until now, is nothing compared to the ratzon of the future. And Hashem says, I'm prepared to help you build right now, Al Tanai, I'll show you the Venu Libo. They're going to give more of your heart. They're going to give a little more of yourself to build something bigger. That's Pesach Sheni. The Jews who came before Moshe Rabbeinu, who came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, what, you aren't planning on writing Pesach Sheni in the Torah? Too bad. The Midbar chapter 9, write it. And Hashem Kiviyachol, his hands were bound, and Hashem said, okay, you created the parsha in the Torah. Hashem turned to that Chevra and said, you created a parsha that I had no intention of writing. That's what Pesach Sheni is. That's this week. That's Pesach Sheni. That's the whole Indian of... That's what we're working our way up to. As we come to Pesach Sheni. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zocha. Thank you again to all of you for giving us the opportunity to begin to build together. And Mirtz Hashem, we welcome the new Chevra. We're going to continue to build. We're going to continue to push ourselves. We're going to help each other. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll be Zocha. In the Mikdash Ma'ad, this little Mishkan that we're trying to build here, we'll be Zocha to see the Gula Shleim from here.